On January 10th, 2017, Director of National Intelligence Jim Clapper revealed Russia had attacked the U.S.
We have high confidence that President Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election.
President Barack Obama knew something was afoot in September 2016, and he had some words with Vladimir Putin.
Cut it out, and there were going to be some serious consequences if he didn't.
CIA director at the time, John Brennan, warned his counterpart, Alexander Bortnikov, to stop the meddling.
Mr. Bortnikov denied that Russia was doing anything to influence our presidential election.
But according to a high-confidence, unanimous assessment from the entire intelligence community, Russia was interfering, and it continued.
Moscow's influence campaign blended covert intelligence operations with overt efforts by Russian government agencies, state-funded media, third-party intermediaries, and paid social media users.
The list of targets was extensive.
People and organizations associated with the 2016 U.S. presidential election, including both major U.S. political parties.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio was one of those targeted.
In July of 2016, shortly after I announced that I would seek re-election to the United States Senate, former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to the internal information of my presidential campaign were targeted by IP addresses with an unknown location within Russia.
And on November 8th, after the election results were in, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, a Russian politician, celebrated with champagne. And intelligence sources say other Russian government and intelligence officials in intercepted conversations congratulated each other for achieving something they had tried unsuccessfully to do during the entire Cold War. And coming up in my next report, how did they do it?
They have an extremely capable intelligence service with exceptional cyber capabilities that they have repeatedly demonstrated.
And it all happened right in plain sight. On the National Mall, J.J. Green, WTOP News.